welcome to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. These are the top stories for today. PepsiCo has announced that it will withdraw its patent infringement lawsuit against a number of Gujarat potato farmers. The India unit of the snacks and beverages major has sued 9 farmers of Sabarkantha and Aravali districts of North Gujarat in 2 separate courts for illegally cultivating its registered FC5 potato variety, exclusively grown for its Lay's chips. Tata Power Company, the country's largest integrated power company, on Thursday reported a 6.5% decline in consolidated net profit at Rs. 2,440 crore for the financial year ended March 31, 2019, as compared to Rs. 2,610 crore in the last fiscal due to lower realizations from coal companies. The company's consolidated revenue rose 10%. Air India has cautioned its employees of appropriate action if they interact with the media without prior authorization in writing from the airline chief, according to a communication. In the communication dated April 30th, the airline said there have been instances where employees have interacted with the media or posted videos in uniform in Air India aircraft. The RBI has approved extension of tenure of Yes Bank's part-time chairman Brahmadat till January 10, 2022, the private sector lender said on Thursday. The tenure of Dutt, whose appointment was approved in January this year by the RBI, was till July 4, 2020. Extremely severe cyclonic storm Fani made a landfall in Puri on Odisha coast on Friday morning, triggering heavy rainfall coupled with high-velocity winds with speeds of 175 km per hour in vast areas. Large areas in the seaside pilgrim town of Puri and other places were submerged with water as heavy rains battered the entire coastal belt of the state. Several trees were uprooted and thatched structures destroyed at some places, including Bhubaneswar. Realty major DLF yesterday said it has transferred shopping mall in Noida, Uttar Pradesh, to its subsidiary firm for Rs. 2,950 crore as part of efforts to settle dues of its joint venture firm with GIC. DLF has to pay Rs. 8,700 crore to the DLF Cyber City Developers, which is a joint venture firm of DLF and Singapore's Sovereign Wealth Fund, GIC. Potential bidders for Jet Airways Limited have so far failed to show any firm interest in bailing out the struggling airline, a source involved in the matter said, increasing the likelihood that the company will face bankruptcy proceedings. Bidders had until May 10th to come up with binding offers, a few days later than the April 30th date indicated by lead lender State Bank of India last month. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in on Monday for more business news. Bye.